Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Plans Committee for Charnwood Borough Council, today the 19th of January. Welcome to this meeting of the Plans Committee, and I wish everybody a belated Happy New Year. Please note that this meeting is being recorded, and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent and ensure that the meeting is distraction-free. In addition, please turn off smart speakers on phones as these record conversations and this could be a breach of GDPR. Voting will be undertaken by a show of hands for, against and abstain. Do we have any apologies?
Through you, Chair, apologies received from Councillor Capleton and Councillor Snart is substituting.
Thank you very much. The committee is asked to confirm as a correct record the minutes of the meeting held on the 22nd of December 2022. I will now ask the committee to confirm by a show of hands that the minutes are correct. Thank you. The minutes of the previous meeting have been confirmed as a correct record and they will be signed during this meeting. Item 3, questions under committee procedure 12.8.
No questions received, Chair.
Item 4, disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest. Are there any disclosures of interest? No. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Evening, everyone. Yeah, just the one for you tonight. So I'll briefly present the plans and I think probably the single issue that it presents. So 35 Kingfisher Way is positioned at the head of the cul-de-sac, sort of deep into, well, the very end of the Kingfisher Way estate. It's currently a two and a half story house, quite tall with dormers in the roof. And the proposal is to demolish its adjacent double garage, quite traditionally formed double garage with a pyramid-style roof, clear that space and replace it with a one-and-a-half-storey outbuilding stroke extension, which would act as both garage with parking underneath and living space above and connected to the main house by means of a platform, which is what this hatched area shows on this diagram here. Though it is in a little bit more detail, you can see the space for the parking, so we still retain sufficient. And all this green is how it connects to the main house. And the same on the first floor, so this sort of pinky hatched area would be raised patio, first floor level patio. The reason it's at committee, and I think this plan and the ones I'm about to show illustrate well, is that they've adopted a very innovative and modern design approach. And you can see there the proposed extension on the left, showing its sort of rather more dramatic architecture, juxtaposed the rather more conventional 1980s style house, which is what all of Kingfisher Way is made up of. The next few diagrams show that in a little bit more clarity, a little bit of colour that brings it all to life. So you can see here the contrast that's being achieved between the old and the new, although after I say old, it's about 1985 or something like that, so not that old. Worth noting in this that despite that modernity, there is a connection between the two. They're using the same materials to the house, and it physically links, and the roof pitch is the same, so it's not like alien, as in from outer space. It does have a certain degree of resonance. But I think quite clearly it doesn't accord with the exact wording of our policies. We should talk about harmonious, sympathetic, blending in, all those kind of adjectives, which is the very reason it's before you tonight. Reason we've recommended approval on this one is that despite that departure, and I have to say particularly within this particular architectural context, we don't think that development would cause harm. In fact, I would go so far as to say it would actually breathe a bit of life into that area. This is why we took it on the site visit, so you could understand these kind of nuances that have been written in the report. So with that in mind, the recommendation is approval, very much driven by the very particular circumstances of this approach and this location.
Thank you very much. It's now open for discussion. I have Councillor Lowe followed by Councillor Grimley. So Councillor Lowe. Thank you very much. Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. I think it is different in the sort of style of design, but I think it is innovative and is good design, and we shouldn't really be stifling that. So I would second the Councillor Lowe's proposal.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak?
Councillor Snart.
Councillor Snart, and followed by Councillor Forrest.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Looked on the website this, and there looks to be no submissions from neighbours at all. Can I just get that confirmed in terms of that? And just for design purposes, was there a report from the design officers just to give us an indication what their thoughts were?
Morning.
Through you, Chair, thanks. Yeah, no public reaction to this whatsoever. you don't need what's called a design and access statement for a domestic scale application. They come in at larger order things.
Just one final thing, if I may, Madam Chairman, if you'd allow me to come back. That on 923, it says there are potential for noise and disturbance. And I know this comes under environmental pollution. Should we just put a note on there to let the applicants know that is part of the process?
Mr. Warner?
Certainly, Councillor Sartre, adding a note's not a problem.
Councillor Forrest, followed by Councillor Capleton. Councillor Kemsel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm more than happy to vote for this application. It's time we had some stunning, innovative designs in Loughborough. This is just, I just think it's wonderful. But I would like to endorse everything that Councillor Lowe has said. This meeting has cost a fortune. And we're on Monday night at full council. We will be again told how strapped for cash the council is, and we will all be exhausted. We will be exhausted, but we will also be exhausted on the need not to waste council money.
I
would like to finish, because there were seven councillors, nine councillors. I would have been very happy to take my car with three other councillors in and save the money of the bus. I think it's a wonderful design, but I do question whether we should be here. I think this could have been dealt with by officer delegation. Thank you.
And I think Mr. Bawley had a very good reason to bring it to our attention. and we don't take any of these meetings lightly without planning. And I appreciate that, you know, we had to do it, but then we also get criticised if we don't do site visits. So I think Mr. Worley did explain at the beginning why he wanted this brought to a council meeting, planning meeting. But really, if we're not happy about the way it's been administered, it isn't for the planning committee, but we can formally let other people within the council know our views. But this is discussing planning applications, not the administration of them.
Yeah, if it helps the committee, if I can explain that we don't have a choice about what comes to committee. There's a defined set of rules that, as your employees, we have to follow. That it's the only item on the agenda is a bit of a fluke, to be honest. But, you know, business still needs to be done. We can't expect this applicant to suffer just because they've got no company. So we felt they need to go ahead.
Councillor Kempson.
Yeah, I just wonder, what's the density of students living around there? Is that going to be turned into a student let eventually, or?
Mr. Worley will explain that this is a private house and private ownership asking for it. I don't think it's the student side of it comes into this matter at all.
Just maybe because you mentioned that nobody complained. Was there nearly all students living around?
No, there were other residents there today that we saw driving in and out.
Yeah, I can see nothing in the plans that suggests this is for students. It doesn't mean it can't be. They could sell up and move out tomorrow, couldn't they? Yeah. But the floor plans don't lend themselves to, you know, it's not a load of small single bedrooms with their own kitchenette. Right? It's quite the opposite. It's one larger living space.
We have a proposer, and it's been seconded. It was proposed by Councillor Lowe. It was seconded by Councillor Grimley, that we accept officer's recommendation with a note as suggested, put forward by Councillor Snart. So can I see all those in favour, please? Thank you. That was as far as I can see. Catherine, if you'd like to clarify.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just to confirm the vote, it was passed unanimously.
Thank you. So I'll bring the meeting to a close, Ed, if you'd like to turn off the things at the... Oh, sorry, no, we've got item 6, the list of applications determined under delegated powers, as usual. Any questions or queries, if you check on Planning Explorer. And the next meeting is on the 16th of February. But before we do close the meeting, we closed it for the public, is that this is the last meeting for a couple of our officers.